If you visited your local library recently, you might have seen some kids listening to story time. You could see teenagers seated in front of computers, maybe adults reading on couches, somebody sleeping. Libraries aren't just for quiet reading anymore.
So if we are quiet, hush places and books only, we're not relevant to this community. I think we have to provide a safe place. We have to provide a place that people can come and hang out and exchange ideas and build, develop a sense of community.
That's senior library assistant Anthony Propernik. He works at the 81st Avenue Library in East Oakland and spoke with our community storytelling team here. We'll hear more from him shortly, but first, let's head over to San Francisco's Visitation Valley neighborhood. Here, our here producers met Dejon Simpson, a 13-year-old who loves his local library. He gives us a tour and shows us all the things you can do there.
We're here at Viz Valley Branch Library with here pop-up radio project at Visitation in Leland. Walk back in because it's cold outside. When you first walk in, it's two big palm trees. The floor looks nice as soon as you walk in. It's like bricks with different colors, so it looked nice. Today I was here actually early, so I had to wait at the door.
My name is Dejon Malik Simpson. I live in Sunnydale neighborhood. After Viz Valley, like, you keep going up the street and you'll reach Sunnydale. Sometimes it'd be fun, like at the top of the hill it's peaceful. At the bottom of the hill it's like shooting and things that's not that good. But then, like, when you get into Viz, it's not like that anymore. It's funner. It's like more peaceful. It's like the library's here. It's like always people you can talk to.
Hi, ladies.
This person that I'm about to go take us to, my auntie named Alice.
You know, I have bags. I can get you bags. So you don't have to ruin your purse.
This is the Viz Valley branch manager, Alice. Hi, Alice. Is your job here hard?
No, I get to work with wonderful kids like yourself. So definitely no.
And what do you think about my poem?
I love it. I think it's very creative.
Sometimes I get, like, good ideas. It's like a lot of stuff I do, like write songs. I could rap. I could crack jokes. And I could act. My grandma said I should be an actor when I get older.
Today, I came and got on the computer so I could read a book that they don't got here. Like, see, this is children's books.
I'm going to City of Arts and Tech after I graduate. I want to go to Stanford University. When we was in fifth grade, we at the end of the year, they always used to take us to Stanford. And, like, I've been in one of their classes. And it's like the teacher actually said that I should come back and be in his class. His class was actually about nature or whatever. I asked the question and everybody started clapping because I was the only 10-year-old in that class, 10 or 11 then, only 10-year-old, and everybody was like, whoa. And then I ended up falling asleep in the end of the class.
And this is the movies. They're in alphabetical order. Lamps right here, so if you need to read and you need light for it. I'm leaving the library now, and I'm going home to eat because I am hungry.